Methuselah, there was only one Methuselah in the Bible. And actually, when you think about Methuselah, when you say the name Methuselah, everybody knows who Methuselah is. He's probably one of the most known minor characters of the Bible. And Methuselah is famous for his age. He is the oldest recorded human being that has ever lived. Now, Methuselah in the Bible is mentioned seven times. Five of those times are found in the fifth chapter of Genesis. He's also mentioned in 1 Chronicles 1:3, and in Luke 3:37. The reference in Chronicles and in Luke are he is part of the genealogy. So there isn't a lot there. But let's read the account from Genesis, the fifth chapter, talking about Methuselah. So if everyone would turn to Genesis 5:21 through 27. It says, "When Enoch had lived 65 years, he fathered Methuselah. Enoch walked with God after he fathered Methuselah 300 years and had other sons and daughters. Thus all the days of Enoch were 365 years. Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. When Methuselah had lived 187 years, he fathered Lamech. Methuselah lived after he fathered Lamech 782 years and had other sons and daughters. Thus, all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died." Could you imagine living 969 years? When we look, it's almost hard to fathom in our way of thinking that kind of age. But as we know from that point from this Bible, before the flood, whether it was different conditions or in the environment that they were in, people lived a lot longer. But as we've come to learn, and even in the convention here, it was mentioned, when God created man, he created man to live forever. Excuse me. And Adam and Eve were created in the garden, and God placed them there. And God had communion with Adam, and it even says that we were talking about this, and it almost seems like it talks about that God walked in the garden with Adam and Eve, but it really never says that specifically. But we get that inference from when, after they had sinned, that God was walking in the garden and Adam and Eve hid. So there's that special relationship there. But when they sinned, they lost that communion with God. And the punishment that then came upon them was that they would die. And let's turn to Genesis 2:17. Which says, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in that day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. So when they disobeyed, God said you were going to die, that was the punishment. But what does it mean that in that day they would die? Because we know that Adam lived 930 years after he sinned. Methuselah, as we've seen here, lived 969. We all live, an average of 70, 80 years and before we die. So what does it mean that in that day? We'd also like to, just before, maybe I'll just skip back here for a second. As we have come to learn from God's teachings, as mentioned in Peter in 2 Peter 3:8, that a day with the Lord is as a thousand years, and a thousand years is one day. When Adam sinned, God gave him one of his days to live. And that is a thousand years. So in that day, man would have to die before one of God's days is up. So we see that in that period prior to the flood, Many of those that lived extremely long lives, but yet they still died within that one day. Because no one that is in a sinful state can live longer than 1,000 years. And we also know that the death process started immediately, and it started to continue on. So no matter how they tried or what experiences, even now we see people talking about that through science man will be able to live longer and longer and so forth, that we can try, we can maybe get this idea of eternal life. People want to live forever, but it is not possible until the kingdom comes. So let's look a little bit more at Methuselah. I'd like to look at his name from Strong's. It sounds very similar. Phonetically saying, it's Methuselah, if you look at the Hebrew. And again, Hebrew's word 4968. And the basic definition of the name Methuselah means a man of the dart. But as I was doing some research on this, I came across a couple of different Christian online dictionaries that gave further detail into the name Methuselah. And I'd like to just quote a bit from one here. And I'll just quote here. What most people don't know about Methuselah is the special meaning behind his name. The Hebrew name actually carries behind a divine prophecy concerning the actual flood of Noah. The most common meaning for the name Methuselah is man of dart. The word is broken into two separate parts in the Hebrew language. Meth, or math, which means man or an adult. And Selah, a missile for attack. The Hebrew noun Selah denotes a missile, a dart, a spear, a javelin, a sword, a branch. It is derived from the Hebrew root word meaning to send out, to send away. So what we have here is an illustrative picture of a man, presumably a warrior, holding a spear in his hand. And what does a warrior do with a spear? He throws it or sends it out, the spear toward his enemy. The spear is sent forth. Thus the name Methuselah carries two separate meanings. A man holding a spear on the attack, or a man on a mission as one sent forth like a spear. Which leads to the third type meaning, which is probably the most important. It gives a really deep meaning to it here, is that Methuselah, within the Hebrew language, has the idea of when he is dead, it shall be sent. And there's quite a few of the Hebrew dictionaries that I looked at that was the meaning that is derived from his name. And again, I'll just, when he is dead, it shall be sent. And actually, if you look at that, it's a beautiful prophecy of the flood, because Methuselah, as we know from the chronology that is in the, put forth in the fifth chapter of Genesis, he died in the year of the flood. 1656 years from Adam is when he died, but it was that year. So with his death, it meant God was prophesying that the flood would come. And according to Jewish tradition, and I don't know how much stock we can put in this, but it's interesting. It says that Methuselah died 7 days before the flood, and that the 7 days that they waited in the ark was actually the period of mourning for Methuselah. But we know that Methuselah died at some point prior to the flood, and that his, and I don't know if they knew, Noah and his sons knew that upon Methuselah's death, by the meaning of his name, that that's when the flood would come or not. But it is interesting. Another fact about Methuselah is that he was the son of Enoch. And as we know, Enoch was the seventh generation from Adam. And Enoch was a special man. He was a very righteous man. He was a prophet, as we read in the book of Jude, that he prophesied about the coming of Christ and the saints with him and the judgment of the world. He also, it says, walked with God. And he was taken earlier on. He did not live his full life. And in some miraculous way, not exactly expressed in the Bible, but God took him. And I think it was myself, I believe, that Enoch was taken by God, that he would not see the full effects of the process of death. And also God did not want to take him, wanted to take him before the exposure to the period of sin that was to come, that period before the flood when the Nephilim were there and the angels, and that God did not expose him to that because of his righteousness and faithfulness to him. So that's what Methuselah grew up learning from Enoch. And I believe Methuselah was a righteous man. We don't have records of this, so we can only speculate. But I believe that Methuselah would have had the opportunity in his youth to speak to Adam, to speak to Seth, and learn from them some of the experiences of that happened, especially from Adam and Eve, of what it was like in the garden. And as he grew and as he aged and through his life, he continued to share that. And he probably shared it with Noah and with his Noah's sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And at some point would have helped them in the building of the ark. And he would have had plenty of time to share what Adam had told them. So we see this wonderful period of time where there was only from Adam to Methuselah and right to Noah that the words that God spoke to Adam about the promise of the Savior coming would have been quickly shared. And and Noah would have got almost a first-hand relating of the story. But during that time leading up to the flood, as I had mentioned, we read in Genesis, the sixth chapter, and we don't have too much more time actually here, Genesis, the sixth chapter, about how the angels came down from heaven and saw the daughters of men and bore children with them. And we don't know exactly the reason why the angels came down from heaven. It's been explained that maybe there was a noble reason why they thought that maybe they could help mankind, and then got caught up in that, in the excitement of being here on earth and lost their focus. Or maybe it was from the other point of view that they were, God was testing them just as he tested mankind and Adam and Eve to see their obedience, and he allowed them to see if they would fall prey to this circumstance. Either way, God allowed the angels to come down, and the Nephilim were born, who were cruel and mean and very wicked. And we read in Matthew 24:37, where it says, "As in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man." We see that how evil it was in that period of time, that they were focused not only on evil, but also on pleasure and on their own desires. That is the lesson that we're going to, Jesus was bringing forth from that period of time, that in the days of his return, this would be the experiences that would be going on, that there would be evil in land. People would be seeking their own pleasures, seeking to satisfy their own desires, no longer looking toward God. And as Methuselah's name, as we saw, is one at his death, it will be sent forth. With his death, the flood came and destroyed that whole period of time. And the angels were then locked into the chains of darkness. The Nephilim were destroyed, and God started over with Noah and his family. So at this end of the age, in a sense, Methuselah is a picture of the church. With their death, this world will then come under judgment. It will, this present evil world will be destroyed, and God will be able to set up his righteous kingdom here on earth. And it's just a thought there that I think it fits kind of nicely. But I'd like to thank the brethren for giving me this chance to have a little look at Methuselah, because tell you the truth, I would have never looked at Methuselah. And I hope that out of this, the brethren have been able to share a few of the blessings that I have received, and that Methuselah was a wonderful character in the Bible. And it is interesting how God uses names and people to show prophetic events. And we can only give praise and glory to God for all that he does. Thank you.